This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kelms. With me inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becky Daniels. Becky is here because we're going to talk about the 7th annual Chili Cook-Off, which benefits Meals and Wheels and some other folks. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, it is. It's a Chili Cook-Off, and we have, I don't know this year how many people we have cooking chili, but we actually have 10 judges, and this is open to the public. Of course, there's a charge. We'd love to have everyone come out. We raise money this year. We're trying to raise money for, we'll give part of the proceeds, we'll go to Meals on Wheels. Part of it will go to the Cancer Support House. And then we have what we call KW Cares. And we always take in money through the year and we, you know, decide who needs it the most. And that's going to actually go to Joplin the Tornado for the relief.
And you say it's KW Cares. That KW is Keller Williams,
Keller Williams.
In Keller Williams
mm-hmm.
Realty.
Yes.
You're an agent there. You are the sponsoring entity for this cook-off.
Yes. We have also at our chili cook-off, we have silent auction items. A lot of businesses have donated auction items. Some people have donated auction items. We're still open. We'd love to have anybody that would like to donate because this is such a good cause. Some of our judges that we have 10 judges.
Who will judge the chili.
Mm-hmm. But we also have celebrity judges. Tom Pagnozzi, Chief Day Ringer, Fayetteville Fire Department. Mm-hmm. John Dilday from Single Parent Scholarship Fund. Mm-hmm. And then our Ron Stinchcomb, he's the president of the Metro Board of Realtors. And then there's other judges as well. And we just have different ones, you know, people that really get in. There's a lot of cooks. They're really into this chili.
Yes.
They have some good chili.
Being a chili judge is not the easiest thing in the world. I did it one time. And after you taste the 10th one that's really good, you don't remember necessarily what the first one tasted like. It's tough.
I think you have to take little sips of water and try. And, hey, this is for a wonderful cause. And all the help we could get, we would appreciate it so much. And plus, we never know on Meals on Wheels. It could be some of us or somebody, right. One of our loved ones that need their help.
Well, in these times, Meals on Wheels has more clients, more people than ever. Any idea how much money you've raised in the past for these chili kickoffs for Meals on Wheels?
Oh, I think the KW has donated over $12,000 to Meals on Wheels for the chili cook-off.
That's great. Where does this take place?
Okay, it's going to be at Keller Williams Realty, and that our address is 2418 East Joyce. It's in the Joyce Business Center, and it's right on Joyce. It's right across, actually, from the golf course, which is off of Joyce. Mm-hmm. And we'd love to have as many people as you can get. And also, we sell tickets. And if nothing else, maybe you would like to buy some, you know, tickets and give them to friends or some, you know, that sort of thing. $5 for adults, children under 12 free, and we'll also have hot dogs. There's hot dogs, and usually there's some sweets or something. So there are cookies, there's anything. Your kids would love it, even if they don't like chili.
Who doesn't like chili? What is it like at Keller Williams on the day of? So it's a Monday. This is a business, but I imagine you start getting the pots of chili coming in. You've got to start putting things up.
Well, a lot of people have already, they've cooked it at their house, and they mm-hmm. bring it like in different crock pots. But then they do start coming in. And, of course, it's a lot of stuff for us to do. We have a lot of tables, a lot of chairs. We have to have preparation for them to have plug-ins, you know. So a lot of people in the office are moving stuff around and trying to get everything together. And this takes – it's a lot of work, but it is a wonderful, wonderful cause.
It's Monday night, 6 to 8, at the Keller Williams Realty at 2418 East Joyce.
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.